She's articulate, she's passionate, and she tells the truth about health. She's Dr. Holly. It's time for the Dr. Holly Lucille Show.
Hey, folks, thanks so much for coming back. I am so thrilled that you did because I'm excited about this segment. I'm going to not waste any time and get right into it, the thinking technology, with my lovely life coach friend, full of life, full of friendship, full of love, Michelle Acta. What's going on, lady?
Hi, Holly. It's so nice to talk to you today.
Yeah, so fill me in here. I am riveted about this particular subject.
Well, I was on your show, maybe a couple of months ago, and we were talking about my book, A Waitress's Guide to Spirituality. We were talking about the idea that how we think is a technology. And I remember you really kind of digging into that and sort of really like settling into that idea, and you really, really liked it. And I wanted to be able to like come back and talk to you a little bit more on what thinking technology is, because it's something that we all have access to and that we sort of know, but we don't really know the power of what we know. So I kind of wanted to explain the idea behind thinking technology, because really we all have access to this technology, and like any technology, it's something that we can use to the betterment of our lives and the propagation of the life we want to live, or like any technology, we can use it to terrorize ourselves, and we can use it to the detriment of ourselves. So,
yeah, I love that. No, it's true. Because,
yeah,
you know,
so I wanted to sort of explain not only what it is, but how we start accessing it to in a positive way, to affect change in our life in a positive way, and which is what I help teach clients, it's what I help teach friends, and what I also talk about a little bit in my book, A Waitress's Guide to Spirituality.
No, I love it. I can't wait, and I want you to talk more and more about this, because it's true. You know, when you think about technology, for some reason, I believe it was a Friends episode, and I think it was not Joey, but the other guy, his name, on Friends, who there was an episode, and I rarely watched the show, so it was one of those things that stuck out, and it was something, are you going to use your powers for good or evil? You know, are we going to use this incredible power that we have in technology in general? Because I want you to take over the thinking technology aspect of this talk, but, you know, there are, and are we going to use it for good or evil? Now, I know in my case and in my life, you know, things like Facebook, so advanced technology of communication and staying in touch, I actually really feel like I utilized that technology pretty much for good. Old high school friends and connecting with folks that I thought I would never, ever, ever, certainly without it, have been in contact with. And so it's so fun. But I also know that I have a very close member of my family who I believe uses this technology for evil, because
exactly,
it usurps way too much of her time. There is just, it's a distraction, it is a procrastination tool, and it is, I think, really debilitating in other aspects of her life. And so, good or evil. And so let's just kind of angle over to you with this thinking technology.
It's a great example. It really is a great example of how technology can be a detriment to your life, or technology can be a propagation to your life. And it's shown, and I don't know how it's been researched, but we are in a self-talk 93% of the time. I think it's more. I don't think there's ever time that we're not in self-talk when we're not either engaging or doing something other than just sort of, if we're in the car, or if we're walking, or if we're just sort of idly hanging out. I believe that there's always something going on in our mind. So the idea and the way to start accessing this technology to affect positive change is first things first. So I call this access of positive thinking technology is notice what you're noticing. And it seems simple, but it's really not that simple. It takes practice, and it's really like any practice, whether it's yoga or playing guitar. You have to start doing it. You have to start practicing it. And what the idea is to start thinking about what you're thinking about and taking a moment every so often to think, what was I just thinking about? Because so often we are just sort of at the whim of our thoughts, and we just let our thoughts control us. And I do too. We all have that tendency to let our thoughts control us. But the first thing we have to start doing is stopping to notice what we're paying attention to notice what we're putting our attention on. Because as we all know, if you've had any sort of access to the idea behind what you think about, expands it. So where your attention goes, energy flows. So the first thing we all have to start doing is noticing what we're putting our attention on. And again, that takes practice. And then once we start noticing what we put our attention on, we can start thinking, is this something that's expanding me or is this something that's contracting me?
Now, nice.
Yes. And so here's sort of the idea. When you're thinking about the bills you have to pay, are you thinking about, oh God, how am I going to make ends meet? You know, there's ways of reframing these ideas. Am I thinking about how to make ends meet? Am I thinking about how am I going to pay these bills? And there's a way to start reframing and thinking about things, because if where our attention goes, energy flows, we want to not give the universe the idea of how am I going to pay these bills. We want to start thinking, how am I going to make an extra $10,000 and vacation in the south of France? I mean, if we're going to be thinking about something, now I know that's the nth degree of our thinking technology, but if we're going to be thinking things, we need to start thinking in ways that propagate our life. And on a sort of smaller scale, if we're in traffic and we're just thinking about how awful this is, there's ways to start reframing. And I do this with myself. And it is possible to not be sitting in traffic thinking about how awful it is and, gosh darn this darn traffic. And instead, and I did this the other day, I was thinking about how blessed I am to be sitting in this brand new car and being able to tool down the road and get where I need to go
in a
timely manner. Yes, traffic aside, it sucks, but there's ways of using this thinking technology, and that only starts with noticing what you're noticing.
Got it. I love it. So here, I think what you're talking about, thinking technology, but being conscious about what you're thinking about. So you're right. What did you say, 93%? And you said probably more of self-talk like that. You know, how many thoughts do we have during the day? Oh, my dear, I would be scared if anybody had a snapshot into my head.
Exactly.
But if we start paying attention and thinking about what we're thinking about, so increasing our consciousness, being aware. And I love also what you say about, does it make you feel contractive or expansive? And when you said those two words, I know exactly what you mean. I know when I think about something, the expansive part of me, meaning, you know, can I let go a little bit? Can I breathe deeper a little bit? Do I have the expansion to reach others? You know, it's kind of like start locally, reach globally. It's like if I could start locally with myself and my thoughts, hey, I could maybe any other person that I touch throughout the day nail the same thing. And I also, I mean, probably more than the expansive part, completely get when you say contractive. I mean, there has been some extraordinary stress in my life lately, and I will wake up thinking about these issues, and it just the contraction about it. So we've got 60 seconds. Now, I know that people can find you and your ebook at your website, michelleacta.com. So that's, I want to spell it right. It's michelleacada.com, correct?
Yes. Yes, indeed.
That's right. And you went to Antioch University. I didn't know that. You know, I used to teach pharmacology over at Antioch University.
Very awesome. Just another thing you and I have in common.
Yes. So she's got a master's degree. She's an awesome friend. She's an awesome athlete. She's an awesome life coach. Michelle Acta, you know we're going to have you back because you have such great information. Thinking technology, folks, think about what you're thinking about. It's the awesome way to live more conscious. This is Dr. Lucille on Mindful Medicine and Radio MD. You can follow us on Twitter or Facebook at Your Radio MD. Thanks so much for listening.